Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret until now. I know the risk, but I had no choice. I have to know her.
I'm Elena.
I'm Stefan.
I know. We have history together.
Last spring, my parents' car drove off of a bridge into the lake.
You won't be sad forever, Elena.
I live with my uncle.
Any siblings?
None that I talk to.
Hello, brother.
Damon.
Elena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
But wherever you go, people die.
Oh my God, it's Vicky.
Something bitter. She's losing a lot of blood. Somebody help!
Vampire.
Don't you crave a little?
Stop it.
Let's just go straight for Elena.
Imagine what her blood tastes like.
Stop!
Stefan flies at Damon, barging him through a window.
Stay away from Elena.
I take that as an invitation.
I tremble.
Vicky and Tyler lie in a tent in a forest, kissing.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
I heard thunder.
There's no thunder.
Are you sure? Because if it rains, then we won't be able to see the comet.
It's not gonna rain. Listen, I got you a little something. It's back in the car. Won't you move?
Mm-hmm.
He kisses her again.
Stay dry.
It's not gonna rain.
He goes out into the forest. Frowning, Vicky takes a deep breath. She smiles.
I knew it.
She switches on a torch and goes out into the dark forest.
I told you it was gonna rain.
She stands looking around and frowns. It doesn't appear to be raining. She shines her torch on the tent. There's blood dripping on it. She looks up. Someone stuck up in a tree. Vicky runs through the forest holding the torch. She gets to her SUV and yanks on the door handle. It's locked. Someone somewhere uses a remote control door opener. Vicky looks around. Someone drops down from the trees onto Vicky. The Vampire Diaries. Beautiful young Elena lies in bed, wide awake, as does handsome, muscular Stefan. Elena sits in a window seat, writing in her diary.
Dear Diary, this morning is different. There's change. I can sense it, feel it.
I'm awake. For the first time in a long time, I feel completely and undeniably wide awake.
For once, I don't regret the day before it begins.
I welcome the day, because I know I will see her again.
I will see him again. For the first time in a long time, I feel good.
Elena's heading out of her house when Jenna walks up.
Ooh. Do I look adult? As in respectfully parental?
Depends where you're going.
Jeremy's parent-teacher conference. Hair up or down?
Sexy stewardess. Boozy housewife.
Up it is. You're feisty today.
I feel good, which is rare, so I've decided to go with it. Fly free, walk on sunshine, and all that stuff. Where is Jeremy?
He left early. Something about getting to Woodshop early to finish a birdhouse?
Elena frowns.
There is no Woodshop, is there?
No.
Yeah.
Jeremy looks into a hospital room where Vicky lies in bed sleeping. A nurse walks up.
You can't be in here, hon. Visiting hours don't start till 9.
How is she?
She's lost a lot of blood.
Yeah, but she's gonna be okay, right?
She needs her rest. So you come back later. Come on.
Elena and Stefan share smiles in a classroom.
Originally discovered nearly 5 centuries ago, it hasn't been over Mystic Falls in over 145 years. Now, the comet will be its brightest right after dusk during tomorrow's celebration. Are we bothering you, Mr. Salvatore? Miss Gilbert.
Elena shakes her head.
I brought it. Told you.
Wuthering Heights by Alice Bell. You know, I can't believe she didn't use her real name.
All the Bronte sisters used pseudonyms. It was a time female writers weren't very accepted then.
Where did you get it?
It was passed down through the family.
Huh. I have lots of books. Go ahead. Keep it.
Oh, no. But I would like to read it again. I promise I'll give it back.
Okay.
Bonnie and Caroline.
I'm confused. Are you psychic or clairvoyant? Technically, Graham says I'm a witch. My ancestors were these really cool Salem witch chicks or something. Graham's tried to explain it all, but she was looped on the liquor, so I kind of tuned out. Mm-hmm. Crazy family, yes. Witches, I don't think so. Yeah, well, feel free to conjure up the name and number of that guy from last night. I didn't see him. You did. Why don't you just talk to him? I don't know. I was drunk.
Jeremy swaggers through the schoolyard. He goes over to Tyler, who's chatting to two girls by a fence.
Hey, Tyler. Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just wondering how Vicky's doing since you guys are so close. Is she okay?
She's fine. Now get out of here.
How bad is she? Do they know what attacked her? Is she going to make a full recovery? I mean, was she happy to see you? What room number was she in?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Hey, you keep saying that, but when are you going to actually do it? Huh? Because I'd vote for right here and right now.
He shoves Tyler.
Walk away, Gilbert. It's your final warning.
No, this is your final warning, Dick. I'm sick of watching you play Vicky. If you hurt her one more time, I swear to God, I will kill you.
Jeremy walks away.
Damn, that was like a death threat. Did you hear that?
We're keeping her overnight to make sure there's no infection, but she should be able to come home tomorrow.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Did you get in touch with your mom?
Called and left a message. She's in Virginia Beach with a boyfriend, so we'll see how long it takes her to come rushing home.
Stefan's listening.
He's lucky that she's okay.
I know. Now there's talk of some missing campers.
Did she say what kind of animal it was that attacked her?
She said it was a vampire.
What?
Yeah, she wakes up last night, mutters vampire, and then passes out.
Okay, that's weird.
I think she was drunk. So what's up with you and the new guy?
They look over at Stefan, who's sitting on a bench.
Matt, the last thing I want to do is hurt you.
You know, I'm actually going to go back to the hospital. I want to be there when Vicky wakes up and get the real story about last night.
Matt leaves Elena looking troubled. She looks over at the bench where Stefan was sitting. He's gone. Jenna sits in a classroom with a teacher.
As Jeremy's teacher, I'm concerned. All right, it's the third day of school and he's skipped six of his classes.
Mr. Tanner. Are you aware that Jeremy and Elena's parents died?
4 months ago, a great loss. Car accident. Wickery Bridge, if I remember correctly. And you're related to the family how, the mother's kid sister?
Younger sister, yes. 6 classes, are you sure? I mean, that's kind of hard to do.
Not when you're on drugs.
It's his attempt at coping, Miss Summers.
And the signs are there. He's moody, withdrawn, argumentative, hungover.
Are there any other relatives in the picture?
I'm their sole guardian.
Uh-huh. Could there be?
She stares at him.
What are you suggesting exactly?
It's an impossible job, isn't it? Raising 2 teens?
It's been tough, but no, it's not.
Wrong answer. It is an extremely impossible job, and anything less, and you're not doing it properly.
Jenna's mouth gapes and she sighs. At the hospital. A nurse wheels a drip into a room. Stefan walks along the corridor. He sees Matt coming the other way and hides in a doorway. Matt goes and looks in Vicky's room. The bed lies empty with the sheets pulled back and disheveled. Frowning, he turns and comes face to face with Vicky. She stares into space vacantly.
Vic. Vicky, hey. Vic, it's Matt. Hey, what's wrong?
No!
She flails wildly.
No! No!
Matt goes.
Nurse!
Stefan enters.
It was an animal that attacked you. It came out of the night and jumped you. You blacked out. It's all you remember.
That's all I remember.
An animal attacked you. You blacked out. It's all you remember.
That's all I remember.
Nurse, I need help. It's my sister.
Matt and the nurse find Vicky sleeping soundly.
She seems fine.
Matt looks around, frowning, and walks off down the corridor. Stefan goes into a room where a number of people are having blood transfusions. He stares at bags of blood and people sitting in chairs with blood-filled tubes taped to their arms. Matt walks into the blood transfusion room and looks around. Stefan's gone. Matt pulls a screen back. There's no one behind it. He looks out of a window down at a courtyard below. There's no one around. He glances around keenly.
It's a cruel, cruel world.
Well, I was talking to Graham, and she said the comet is a sign of impending doom. The last time it passed over Mystic Falls, it was lots of death. So much blood and carnage, it created a bed of paranormal activity.
Yeah, and then you poured Graham's another shot, and she told you about the aliens. So then what?
So then nothing.
You and Stefan talked all night. There was no sloppy first kiss or touchy-feely of any kind.
Nope, we didn't go there.
Not even a handshake. I mean, Elena, we are your friends. Okay, you are supposed to share this month.
We just talked for hours.
Okay, what is with the blockage? Just jump his bones already. Okay, it's easy. Boy likes girl, girl likes boy. Sex.
Profound.
Elena looks thoughtful and gets up.
Where are you going?
Caroline's right. It is easy. If I sit here long enough, I'll end up talking myself out of it instead of doing what I started the day saying I was going to do.
Jenna and Jeremy at home.
I picked up dinner. Tacos. I had an urge for guacamole.
No, I'm good, thanks.
Eat anyway. It's a ruse. I want to talk.
He walks away.
Hey, you! Come. Sit.
He sits at the kitchen counter facing Jenna.
Back in school, freshman year, I could eat my weight in nachos with extra cheese. It was my munchy food whenever I got stoned.
You get high?
Did. Past tense. But yeah, loved it. Anything to get a little distraction from life. Reality. And it worked. For a while. Never lasts, though. Hey, I'm not saying I wouldn't love to rail back and kick it, but with a thesis looming and a waistline expanding...
She turns to see he's gone. Vicky's sitting up in her hospital bed with a tray of food in front of her. She picks up a pot of jelly and chucks it at Matt, who's dozing in a chair.
What the...
Finally, you're awake.
Hey, how are you feeling? You look better. I was worried before. You really had me freaked out with all that screaming.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You don't remember.
She frowns.
I feel fine.
Good. Good. The doctor said you could come home tomorrow.
She smiles at him.
Vic, what attacked you in the woods?
An animal. What else could it have been?
Jeremy comes in.
Hey, how do you feel?
Vicky frowns.
I'm okay.
I'm gonna go grab a coffee. Hey, Jer.
Why are you here?
I just wanted to see how you were doing.
Did you see that look on Matt's face? That was suspicion. I don't want people to find out about us, Jeremy.
Well, you gotta get over that.
Tyler is finally showing some interest.
You have to get over that, too. Do you see Mr. Concern? Tyler, are you under there?
No.
It's not cool for people to know, okay? I'm older than you, and Matt and Elena would freak.
No one's gonna suspect anything. Why wouldn't I check on you? I mean, I'm the one who found you.
You are?
Yeah, he carried you out of the woods.
She looks touched.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Elena walks up to a large house with a brown sloping roof, mossy manse. She yanks on a bell pull. She knocks the door knocker. The doors open. Elena walks in. A couple of lights are on by a mirror.
Stefan?
She tentatively walks along the hallway of the grand house.
Step in.
She walks into the spacious living room, which has old-fashioned furniture and a large stone fireplace. She looks around, wide-eyed. Elena walks back across a patterned rug into the hallway. The front door is wide open. A crow flies in. Elena turns and comes face to face with Damon.
I'm sorry for barging in. The door's...
It's shut.
Open.
Damon looks inquisitive.
You must be Elena. I'm Damon, Stefan's brother.
He didn't tell me he had a brother.
Well, Stefan's not one to brag. Please, come. I'm sure Stefan will be along any second.
In the cavernous living room.
Wow, this is your living room?
Living room, parlor, Sotheby's auction. It's a little kitschy for my taste. I see why my brother's so smitten. It's about time. For a while there, I never thought he'd get over the last one. Nearly destroyed him.
The last one?
Yeah, Catherine, his girlfriend.
She shakes her head.
Oh, you two haven't had the awkward exes conversation yet.
Nope.
Oops, well, I'm sure it'll come up now. Or maybe he didn't want to tell you because he didn't want you to think he was on the rebound. We all know how those relationships end.
You say it like every relationship is doomed to end.
I'm a fatalist.
He smiles.
Hello, Stefan.
She turns to see Stefan.
Elena. I didn't know you were coming over.
I know, I should have called.
Oh, don't be silly. You're welcome anytime, isn't she, Stefan?
Stefan's stony-faced.
You know, I should break out the family photo albums or some home movies. But I have to warn you, he wasn't always such a looker.
Thank you for stopping by, Elena. It's nice to see you.
Elena stares at Stefan.
Yeah, I should probably go. It was nice to meet you, Damon.
Great meeting you too, Elena.
Damon kisses her hand and smiles. Elena walks up to Stefan, who's glaring at Damon.
Stefan?
Stefan snaps out of his trance for a moment and steps aside. Looking a little confused, Elena leaves.
Great gal. She's got spunk.
Damon smirks.
You, on the other hand, look pooped. Did you overexert yourself today? Let me guess. Hospital.
Someone had to clean up your mess.
Well, were you successful? Did the powers of persuasion work? Remember, if you don't feed properly, none of those little tricks work right.
How long was Elena here?
Were you worried, Stefan? Scared we may be doomed to repeat the past? Isn't that why you play your little game? I'm a high school human.
I'm not playing any game.
Of course you are. We both know the closest you'll ever get to humanity is when you rip it open and feed on it.
What kind of game are you playing, Damon?
Damon shrugs.
Guess you'll just have to wait and see, won't you?
Damon smiles crookedly and walks off. Elena and Jenna at home.
He's on the rebound and has raging family issues.
Well, at least it's an ex-girlfriend. Wait till you date a guy with mommy issues, or cheating issues, or amphetamine issues. Jeremy?
With his hood up, Jeremy comes in and heads for the stairs.
Jeremy, where were you?
More stoner stories like Jenna, I get it. You were cool once, and that's cool.
She throws an apple.
Oh, no, 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 no!
Ow, why? Why did you do that?
Listen up, quit ditching class, or you're grounded. No discussion.
Parental authority, I like it. Stay tight.
He heads upstairs. In hospital, Matt dozes in a chair. Lying on her side, Vicky whimpers as she sleeps. She opens her eyes and looks around, bewildered. She sits up, looks round, and sees Matt sleeping in the chair. Vicky throws back the covers, goes to the bathroom and switches the light on. She looks at herself in the mirror and washes her hands under running water. She looks up and sees Damon reflected in the mirror. She spins round. There's no one there. Looking disturbed, she turns back to the sink and switches off the tap.
Matt.
She goes to Matt, who's still sleeping in the chair. Matt becomes Damon with his teeth bared. Waking from a dream, Vicky sits up. There's no one in the chair. A banner reads, "The Night of the Comet, Mystic Falls." Elena and Bonnie are handing out leaflets.
Night, Night of the Comet. Would you like a program? You didn't call, huh? Or text. Then I realized we never even exchanged that stuff. We never got into the texting part.
That's an important milestone in any relationship,
isn't it?
The timing was wrong anyway.
When is it ever right?
I'm not ready, Bonnie.
Who is?
At least I put myself out there.
Is that what you're calling it?
What do you mean?
All I'm hearing is reasons why you can't.
Elena's thoughtful. She and Bonnie walk off. On a patch of grass, Caroline sees Damon standing on his own, staring at her. She slowly walks towards him. Damon stands stock still with his hands held in front of him. Caroline suddenly stops in her tracks. Damon's gone. Stefan's at home with his nephew, Zach.
What is Damon doing here? Why did he come home?
Because I came home. He wants to make my life miserable. That's how he enjoys his.
Well, he's putting us all at risk. This girl in the hospital could talk.
She won't. I took care of her.
You're sure?
I'm not sure, Zach. I don't know how well it worked. Not as strong as Damon.
So what happens if it doesn't work?
I don't know. I'll deal with it.
Is she worth it? Uncle Stefan, this girl you came back for?
Stefan frowns at Zach and leaves. Jeremy meets Vicky at the Mystic Grill.
Vicky, what are you doing here?
Fighting with Robert about my schedule. You'd think getting ripped up by a rabid animal would merit an extra sick day.
Are you feeling okay?
I hurt.
Well, the doctor gave you something, right?
The kid stuff. Nothing with an O in it. I think they were on to me.
Here, knock yourself out, literally.
Tyler sees him give her pills.
Thanks, Jer.
So, you gonna watch the comet later?
I hadn't really thought about it, but I could be talked into it. I'll meet you out there in a few.
Hey, Vic. How you feeling?
Like you care.
Vicky walks off. Jeremy smirks and Tyler glowers.
What are you looking at, Gilbert?
Jeremy wanders off. Outside, people are gathered to watch the comet. Caroline hands a candle to Elena.
Hey, I got you a candle.
Hi.
Matt walks over.
Hey.
He lights Elena's candle.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They gaze at each other for a moment. Elena turns away and lights someone else's candle with hers.
Thank you.
She looks up and sees that it's Stefan.
Hi.
Hi.
She looks round and sees Matt looking at her sadly. She steps away and looks up at the night sky. Below and to the left of the moon, the comet glows bright white, with a fading trail behind it as it moves across the sky. Stefan steps up behind Elena. He leans to her.
You know that comet? It's been traveling across space for thousands of years. All alone.
Yeah, Bonnie says it's a harbinger of evil.
I think it's just a ball of snow and ice trapped on a path that it can't escape. Once every 145 years, it gets to come home. I'm sorry about yesterday. I wasn't myself.
You seem to spend a lot of time apologizing.
Oh, I have a lot to apologize for. Yesterday, that wasn't about you, okay?
You didn't tell me that you had a brother.
We're not close. It's complicated.
Always. He told me about your ex, Catherine.
Stefan frowns.
What did he say?
She broke your heart.
Stefan looks at Elena, his brow anxiously pinched. Elena's eyes are fixed on the night sky.
That was a long time ago.
What When you lose someone, it stays with you, always reminding you of how easy it is to get hurt.
Stefan steps round to face Elena. She keeps her eyes fixed on the sky.
Elena.
It's okay, Stefan. I get it. You have no idea how much I get it. Complicated brother? Check. Complicated ex? Check. Too complicated to even contemplate dating? Double check. It's okay. We met and we talked and it was epic, but when the sun came up and reality set in.
She looks at him and shrugs.
So.
Holding her candle, she walks away. Damon sits alone in the Mystic Grill with a bottle of beer in front of him. Vicky spots him and looks at him curiously.
I know you.
He looks at her.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I don't know how, but your face. Excuse me, sorry.
Vicky goes into the bathroom and pours two of the pills Jeremy gave her into her hand. She takes the pills and washes them down with water from the tap. She looks in the mirror and sees Damon lunge at her with his teeth bared.
Hey, has anyone seen Vicky?
You're a stalker, you tell us.
I can't find her.
She probably found somebody else to party with. Sorry, pill pusher, I guess you've been replaced.
What's with the pill pusher?
Ask him. You want to do this right now?
Are you dealing?
She's never going to go for you.
She already did. Over and over and over again.
Yeah, right.
You slept with Vicky Donovan. I mean, Vicky Donovan slept with you.
There's no way.
And I didn't even have to force her into it.
What the hell is he talking about, Ty?
Nothing, man. Just ignore him. He's a punk.
You know what? How about all of you shut up and help me find my sister?
We'll check the bathroom.
I'll check the square.
I'll come with you.
Oh, no. You are coming with me. So that's your game now, dealing?
I'm not dealing.
Look, I'm sick of the tough love speech, Jerry. It's clearly having no impact.
You and Jenna, between the two of you, it's
we
enough
can
already.
We stop if you want. Send you to a therapist where you'll be forced to deal with it, or to rehab where you'll sit in group and tell some stranger how you let your life fall apart. Or you could talk to me.
I vote for none of the above.
Jeremy walks off. Matt walks through town. He goes up to Stefan.
Hey. You see my sister?
No, sorry.
Can't find her. She's missing.
I'll keep an eye out for her.
Hey, I saw you at the hospital yesterday.
Did you?
What were you doing there?
Stefan stares at Matt.
Visiting.
Visiting? You know, Elaine and I, we've known each other a long time. And we might not be together right now, but I'll look out for her. And I'll always look out for her.
Stefan nods, then hears something.
You really have to stop.
No, please. Stop doing this.
Excuse me.
Stefan walks across the street and looks up. Damon is on the edge of the roof of the Mystic Grill holding Vicky.
No!
I got you. I'm not going to drop you.
He pulls her back by her arm. Stefan appears on the roof.
Not bad. Have you been eating bunnies?
Let her go.
Really? Okay.
No!
Relax.
Damon shoves her down.
What's happening?
I don't need her to be dead, but you might.
Damon smiles and looks down at Vicky, who's crying.
What attacked you the other night?
I don't know, an animal.
Are you sure about that? Think about it. Think really hard. What attacked you?
Vicky stares at Damon.
The Empire.
Who did this to you?
You did!
Wrong. Don't, Stefan. Don't.
Damon lifts her up and turns her to face him.
Stefan Salvatore did this to you.
Stefan Salvatore did this to me.
He's a vampire. A vicious, murderous monster. Please, Damon, please don't do this.
You couldn't fix it before. I don't know what you can do now.
Damon rips a dressing off Vicky's neck, revealing a bloody wound. He shoves her over to Stefan.
Your choice of lifestyle has made you weak. A couple of vampire parlor tricks? It's nothing compared to the power that you could have. That you now need. But you can change that. Human blood gives you that.
No. Stefan throws her down and Damon steps over to him.
You have two choices. You can feed and make her forget. Or you can let her run screaming vampire through the town square.
That's what this is about. You want to expose me?
No, I want you to remember who you are.
Why?
So what? So I'll feed? So I'll kill? So I'll remember what it's like to be brothers again? You know what? Let her go. Let her tell everyone that vampires have returned to Mystic Falls. Let them chain me up and let them drive a stake through my heart. Because at least I'll be free of you.
Damon furrows his brow. Damon swaggers over to Vicky and crouches down by her.
Wow. Come here, sweetheart.
No.
It's okay.
He holds her close and whispers in her ear. He strokes her hair and smiles. Damon stands up and holds out his hands. Vicky looks around, bemused.
What happened? Where am I? I ripped my stitches open.
You okay?
I took some pills, man.
She gets up and goes. Stefan frowns at Damon.
It's good to be home. I think I might stay a while. This town could use a bit of a wake-up call, don't you think?
What are you up to, Damon?
That's for me to know and for you to... ... give Elena my best.
In the bar, Matt presses a dressing to Vicky's neck. Stefan walks over.
She said you found her wandering around.
Yeah.
So, thanks.
Stefan nods. Bonnie and Caroline are watching.
Ugh, just so much drama. Ever notice how the druggies are the biggest attention whores?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Hi.
Hi.
Have you guys seen Elena?
I think she went home. I'm gonna give you Elena's cell number and her email. She is big on texting, and you can tell her I said so.
As Stefan takes the piece of paper, he touches Bonnie's hand. She pulls her hand away and stares at him, shocked.
You okay?
What happened to you? That's so rude. I'm sorry, excuse me. Yeah, she kind of wigs out. It's like her thing. Jer?
No, it's me, the Hypocrite Patrol.
What are you doing?
I've become my worst nightmare. The authority figure who has to violate a 15-year-old's privacy.
She finds something.
Jackpot. I see the hiding places haven't gotten any more creative.
What brought this on?
Your asshat of a history teacher shamed me good yesterday.
You got Tannard. Been there.
Discover the impossible, Miss Summers. Got it. Thanks. Like I didn't know I was screwing up.
You're not screwing up, Aunt Jenna.
Yes, I am. You know why? Because I'm not her. She made everything look so easy. You know, high school, marriage, having you. I can't do it. I'm gonna say or do the wrong thing, and he's gonna get worse, and it's gonna be my fault.
They sit facing each other.
It's impossible.
This is just the fear talking. You're a little scared, that's all. We all are.
Sitting forward, Elena looks down. Jenna leans to her.
I have to go do something.
Jenna nods.
But are you gonna be okay?
Jenna smiles and nods. Jeremy walks into the Mystic Grill and looks around. He sees Vicky and smiles thoughtfully. Tyler walks over to her. They embrace and share a lingering kiss. Jeremy's smile fades. He blinks and looks down. Wearing a hurt expression, he turns to go. Caroline walks away from the Mystic Grill alone. She stops and looks around, then carries on walking. Sensing something, she stops again. She walks briskly to her car. She takes out her keys and drops them. She bends down to pick up the keys. She turns in the direction of the noise, then turns back and comes face to face with Damon. Damon smiles at her charmingly.
Oh.
Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you.
No, it's fine. I was hoping I'd see you again.
I know.
Cocky much?
Very much.
She smiles at Mossy Mance. Stefan opens the door to Elena. He stares at her.
Hey.
Something always brings me back to you.
Would you like to come in?
She points behind her.
Comet's actually this way.
She goes to a low wall, leans against it, and looks at the sky. Stefan goes and stands beside her. They face each other.
Sorry for barging in, especially after earlier.
Oh, I'm glad you're here. The way we left things, I didn't like it.
The thing is, I got home tonight planning on doing what I always do. Write my diary. Like I have been since my mom gave me one when I was 10. It's where I get everything out, everything I'm feeling. It all goes in this little book that I hide on the second shelf behind this really hideous ceramic mermaid. But then I realized that I'd just be writing things that I should probably be telling you.
What would you write?
I would write, dear diary, today I convinced myself that it's okay to give up. Don't take risks. Stick with the status quo. No drama now is just not the time. But my reasons aren't reasons, they're excuses. All I'm doing is hiding from the truth, and the truth is that I'm scared, Stefan. I'm scared that if I let myself be happy for even one moment, that the world's just gonna come crashing down, and I don't know if I can survive that.
Do you want to know what I would write?
Elena nods.
I met a girl. We talked. It was epic. Then the sun came up and reality set in.
She smiles fondly.
All this is reality. Right here.
They lean closer and share a tender kiss on the lips. They look at each other for a moment, then kiss again. In a bedroom, Damon is ravishing Caroline. She lies writhing on her back as he kisses her passionately. He looks up, his eyes turn red, and veins bulge on his face. He opens his mouth wide, exposing his fangs. Caroline looks terrified as he bears down on her. ITFC audio description by Matthew Vickers.
And make sure the day is in your head. Every single Tuesday, you can see The Vampire Diaries only here on ITV2 at 9. Next up, if you can't get enough of gorgeous boys who only want you for your blood, Van Helsing is on the way next.
The Vampire Diaries, sponsored by Mentos.